Howard Stern paints disinformation spreader Jimmy Kimmel as a victim. I'm canceling my Disney Plus. By Jerome Hudson on September 22, 2025. Longtime radio shock jock Howard Stern says, "I feel for Jimmy Kimmel and ABC after ABC broadcast affiliates Nexstar and Sinclair removed Jimmy Kimmel Live from their stations following his mendacious remarks, saying conservative firebrand Charlie Kirk's suspected killer is part of the MAGA gang. I can no longer keep my mouth shut," Stern said on his SiriusXM show on Monday. "I feel obligated to say something, because shit's getting out of control. This involves the network ABC. They did something really dumb and fucking horrible," Stern said. "Everyone knows what happened with Jimmy Kimmel. The bottom line is you really don't need my voice to know that something horrible happened at ABC." Stern, like most members of the dominant media, failed to mention that the ABC affiliates who booted Kimmel off their local stations did so in response to him using free public airwaves last week to tell a bold-faced lie about Kirk's accused killer, falsely stating he's a Trump supporter. As John Nolte points out, Kimmel stood on a national stage and told America a brazen lie. In the week since, neither he nor ABC/Disney have retracted and corrected that lie. White House spokeswoman Abigail Jackson fired back at Stern, telling the New York Post, "This has nothing to do with free speech. Low ratings loser Kimmel is free to make whatever bad jokes he wants. But a private company is under no obligation to lose money producing unpopular shows." Kimmel's ratings have declined over 63% since his show moved to its current time slot, and he has lost over 43% of his audience since President Trump returned to office, Jackson said. "Jimmy Kimmel's terrible product isn't a free speech problem, it's a talent problem," Stern said. "It might sound stupid, this morning I'm canceling my Disney Plus." As of Monday, ABC chief Dana Walden and her deputy Rob Mills, who oversees Jimmy Kimmel Live, don't know what they are putting on in Kimmel's 11:30 p.m. EST time slot. Kimmel hasn't met with Disney since last Thursday. A meeting is said to take place early this week. Kimmel and his staff, for now, are enjoying paid time off. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News entertainment editor and author of the book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know About Trump. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter and Instagram at Jerome E. Hudson.